بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل شيء موزون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain cosmic creation. Allah spoke of space, the sky. Allah spoke of how He had purified the sky and adorned the sky with buruj, these huge, large clusters and formation of stars. Allah spoke of how the shayateen wished to eavesdrop on the conversations that take place between the malaika and the heavens. Allah spoke of how they are dealt with. Moving on to ayah number 19 of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues discussing His creations. This time, Allah speaks of the earth. So after speaking of the skies and the cosmic creations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the earth and to study whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed and created on earth. Wal-ard, Allah says, and the earth, madadnaha. Madadnaha, we have spread it out. Wa-alqayna fiha rawasi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have placed rawasi. Rawasi is one of the names of mountains. Mountains generally are known as jibal. One is jabalun, many jibal. But at times, they are referred to as rawasi. Rawasi is the plural of rasiya. Rasiya actually refers to something that pegs something down, that holds something down. That's a rasiya. So the mountains are known as rawasi because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions elsewhere that He has placed them on earth in order to keep the earth stable and to peg the earth down so that the earth is not unstable when it moves. Allah says He has created. So first He has spread out the land and then He has placed these rawasi. So you have these huge mountains, we may call them, in the heavens in the form of stars, and on earth you have these rawasi, the mountains that are placed on earth. Then Allah says, وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ. And then we cause to grow therein. On the land, we cause to grow therein everything, مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Everything, we have allowed everything to grow. Allah says, موزون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed everything to grow in measure. Not too little of everything, not too much of everything. There is enough for everyone. Allah has created enough for everyone. Unfortunately, what has happened is certain individuals and certain companies and certain human beings, they have captured certain resources and they are restricting movement. But as far as Allah is concerned, Allah says He has created everything in proportion. Not too little, human beings will suffer. Not too much also, because that will also not be conducive. Imagine if there was an overproduction of grain. How much of that grain can we eat? How much of the grain can be given to animals? So much of that grain will go bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created everything in proportionate measure. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشِ. Allah says He has made for you in the earth, He has made for you your sustenance. مَعَايِشِ, your sources of living. Whatever you need to survive and whatever you need to live and exist on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has placed it all on earth for us. وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقٍ. Allah says He has placed for you all that you need in the form of sustenance and those for whom you are not the sustainers. There are so many billions and millions of creatures and creations of Allah who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains directly. Sometimes Allah has made us the means. So we are providing, we are bringing food home, we are putting bread on the table. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is of course the ultimate provider and sustainer, but you might feel that I am part of the plan to bring sustenance to my child and to bring sustenance to my family. I'm part of Allah's plan. You are part of Allah's plan. But how many millions and billions of creatures are out there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining them directly. So Allah says, there are those whom you are providing for. You are the means, but there are also many out there whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for without you being the means. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah says, there's not a single thing, there's not a single thing except that its treasures lie with Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says there's not a single thing that He has created on earth except that the treasures of it lie with Allah. This gives us, you know, such a powerful message that whatever we need, Allah has treasures upon treasures of it. We need to learn to draw from the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the whole thing. Allah has the khazain, the treasures of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is with Allah. But Allah says, وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ. We do not send it down. Whatever it is, in the form of water, in the form of rain, in the form of crops, in the form of minerals, in the form of grain, in the form of food, we do not send it down. We do not distribute it, إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ, except with a known and fixed measure. Every drop of water that comes down, it has come down, the amount of water, it came down by measurement from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned and determined how many drops of water will come down. Allah says, all of it, everything has been sent down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in proportionate and in a calculated and a known measure. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ. Allah then speaks of the winds. Allah says, and then we have sent the winds. لَوَاقِح. What does لَوَاقِح mean? These winds carry clouds that are loaded. لَوَاقِح means they are loaded. Each cloud is a reservoir. SubhanAllah. Billions of water, billions of liters of water are contained in one single cloud. So each cloud is a carrier of water. These are huge reservoirs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept suspended in the atmosphere that are floating above us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is Allah who sent the winds to carry these loaded clouds full of water. فَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah says, and then we send down water from the rains. فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُوهُ. And through that water, we have provided drink for you. فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُوهُ. We have given it to you to drink without any charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided it for us. It is perhaps the most basic and essential necessity for our survival. Yet, it is freely and readily available for us. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you do not have the ability to store it all up. Look at how Allah stores it. Look at how Allah preserves it in these reservoirs, in these clouds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has the ability of storing it in this manner while you do not have that power. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ. Allah says, look, we are the ones who give life. Ultimately, indeed, it is we who give life. We are the ones who bring death. وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. And Allah says, ultimately, we are the inheritors of everything. Everything, ultimately, we are the inheritors. Here you find, father passes away, son inherits. He passes away, somebody else inherits. Allah says, ultimately, a point will come where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the ultimate inheritor, when there will be no one left on earth, and everything will be completely and totally in the ownership of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant us